Proclamation number 1107, dated the September 23rd, 1939. New spiritual kingdom. Prophet. New human race. Humanity will have to recognize its true salvation in a completely new spiritual direction, and it will loudly testify that this alone was its deliverance from all adversity. A tormented human race, afflicted by all kinds of distress, can release itself from utmost earthly torment by changing their innermost being, by consciously working to improve their soul's life. This way of refinement also results in an improvement of the earthly situation. Only the low spiritual level is the cause of all physical ailments, and the latter will be remedied as soon as the human being makes a spiritual effort to do justice to divine will. The human being's spiritual darkness has such dreadful effects. Countless souls walk headlong into ruin and can only be saved by an extremely arduous earthly life. And in this hardship of the souls, the Lord will awaken a man whose soul is filled by the Spirit of God. He will so speak of God that anyone who recognizes him as a spiritual savior of countless misguided people will breathe a sigh of relief. He will be fought against, yet his word and its might will defeat the enemy. He will fight for the souls, he will preach about love and ignite hearts by encouraging them into spiritual cooperation. He will offer people the purest divine teaching, and everyone willing to do what is right will recognize which spirit speaks through him. He will not fear earthly power nor exert force by any means, but with infinite patience and love explain to people their wrong way of life, their worldliness and their downfall. They will listen to his word and take heart from it, they will withdraw within and recognize the truth of his words. They will want to protect him from his pursuers, and soon two sides will emerge and argue with each other. And the Lord will impart great strength upon those who support him, whilst the power of those opposing him will diminish. And this will be the beginning of the new kingdom. And blessed is he who listens to his inner voice and defends what he hears. Blessed is he who joins the army of fighters for God in battles against the opponent's world. The tortured soul will breathe a sigh of relief for having been saved in the last hour. And a new age will dawn. The world's external appearances, glamour and splendor will not be desired as much as before. The human being will strive for psychological maturity, he will strive for spiritual wealth and will long for gifts from above which the world cannot offer him. And from this time a new human race will emerge which will be the bearer of true Christianity. Living in love for God and their neighbor, they will recognize the human being's purpose and thus consciously work at becoming perfect. The soul will unite itself with the Spirit and find union with God as Father and Creator of all things in order to be united with Him for all eternity. Amen.